but not least from this morning's agenda, 939. And I believe Dory Van Bockel is here.
Approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program for 18th Avenue Apartments located at 5205 Southeast 18th Avenue.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Dory Van Bockel. I'm with the Portland Housing Bureau, and I manage the Development Incentives Team. We have a multiple unit limited tax exemption application before you from the Incenting the Pipeline program, which is a version of the program requiring 20% of units affordable at 60% of area median income or below for 10 years in exchange for 10 years of affordability. This particular use of the program was approved by you in late 2018 as a means to capture affordability in the large number of units that were vested in through permitting or land use action ahead of the inclusionary housing program going into place. And so this project is voluntarily providing affordability in exchange for this tax exemption. In doing so, the apartment building named 18th Avenue Apartments, which is at Southeast 18th and McLaughlin, they would be required to provide 12 of the 56 units. However, they have opted to, or 59 units, excuse me, they have opted to use the reconfiguration option and provide larger unit sizes, and but still the same number of total bedrooms, meaning that they'll provide 1 2-bedroom and 5 3-bedroom units in the building as affordable for that 10-year period. This is the first project for this particular developer within this program, and only the second developer wanting to take advantage of this Incenting the Pipeline version of the multi-program. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Commissioner Fish.
Would you remind us, by virtue of the agreement we made with the county, what's the annual cap on this program?
So the annual cap of the multi-program total was at $3 million. However, we also approved a rolling cap over 5 years, so $15 million over 5 years. So.
And this is only the second time it's been used or the second time this year?
Well, for the multi-program, that would include any of the approvals that come before council also in conjunction with inclusionary housing program.
Right.
So we have, you know, been bringing a handful of those
with the inclusionary housing.
Under that same cap.
I see, under the same cap. But we're obviously well under the cap, right?
Yes, we are. And for this particular version of the program, it's being offered for a limited time. We have approval for applications to come in through June 30 of 2020.
And my second question and final question is, we obviously have a shortage of the larger apartments. So it's something to celebrate that they're going to leverage some family-sized apartments. What is the explanation for why the developer chose to go this route?
They can provide fewer units this way, which is probably easier in a regulatory component.
I see, that's the trade-off.
Yeah,
fewer units, but bigger units.
Yes, and you know, for this particular project, the benefit of the tax exemption that we're estimating at around $14,000 per unit a year is actually roughly the difference between the rent of a market rate unit and the affordable unit.
And it's a 10-year exemption?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very good. Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
I'm not sure if Jean, Maggie, and Courtney came back from this morning. We do have Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Come on up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dory. Appreciate it.
It's hard for me to say good afternoon, commissioners.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. When we look at the limited application of this program, I'm not familiar enough with it to know why it's at that shorter frame of 10 years, but obviously I don't think we can look at a longer scope if only twice in the program's history has it been used. One thing that isn't clear, and I think that we might all want to concern yourself with, is how will these set-aside units be connected with tenants? Different agencies have different waiting lists, and all those waiting lists are good. All those people are in need. But I think that the city should have, through the Housing Bureau, or in partnership with Home Forward, or in partnership with Aging and Disability Services, a consistent plan to triage and prioritize getting needy people into these apartments. You know, I know there's a number of programs that are administered, but the need is obvious everywhere around us. The other thing that occurred to me, I was very glad that the presenter specifically mentioned McLaughlin when the printout only says 50. Where's the 5200 block of Southeast 18th? Well, now we know it's McLaughlin. I don't know the demographics of the whole city, but if the people that get this place happen to be people of color, how white of a neighborhood are they going into, and what support sort of supports or having their back will either the housing provider or the people making the connection do? So when we talk about gentrification, some families are happy to move into areas where they're very much in the minority and take a chance. But as a city, I hope that whether it's through the Portland Human Rights Commission, through equity officials in Home Forward or the Housing Bureau, minority tenants always know that they can look to the city of Portland and make sure that if they go into an area where their minority status is maybe more obvious than it is in some other neighborhoods, the city has their back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next